Thank you very much for that. I appreciate that. A simple point I learned and I didn't learn. I was always told growing up, whenever you see an Old Testament quotation, go back and read it in its original context, because there's points being made. A lot of times in the New Testament, when I'm reading, for instance, in Acts chapter 2, and I see Joel 2 being quoted, I say, okay, that's Joel 2. Okay, here's the quotation. And I don't take the time to go back and to read Joel 2. And I just wanted to make a little side point out of Joel 2 by looking at it. I'll read the last verse of Joel 2. Joel 2, verse 32. And it shall come to pass that whoever calls in the name of the Lord shall be saved. For in Mount Zion and in Jerusalem there shall be deliverance, as the Lord has said, among the remnant whom the Lord calls. Okay? When I get over to Acts chapter 2, and I read the quotation from Joel 2, he says, and it shall come to pass that whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. He cuts it off in the middle of the final verse of Joel 2. It's interesting, I think more than just interesting, that in verse 39 of Acts chapter 2, he says, for the promise is to you and your children and to all who are far off, as many as the Lord our God will call, which is the concluding portion of the final verse from Joel 2. And he has saved the last portion to give us a reminder back to it as he makes the promise with the offer of salvation there.
Very good. Thank you. Someone had mentioned that at home as well. It just wasn't added in. Thank you.
I agree with you 100%, and I think you have the right perspective on that, because I think a lot of people do not. And even Brother McGarvey, that I consider to be a scholar, talks about the ordinary gift. But I want to say just a word here. One of our preachers said that he found out that you could pray for the Holy Spirit. And the passage that he used, if I can find it here, was Luke 11 and verse 13. If ye then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask him? That was his proof for that. But we turn to Matthew's account. If we turn to Matthew's account, it says, how much more shall your heavenly Father give good gifts unto them that ask him? So what is named there is the Holy Spirit. But I talked to Foy Wallace one time and asked him about that, and he said that's a metonymy. We know what a metonymy is. Metonymy, in this case, is he names the Holy Spirit to suggest what the Holy Spirit gives. Mm-hmm. You know, if I'd been there on the day of Pentecost and I'd heard Peter say, repent and be baptized, ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost, I'd be disappointed if I received what some of them say we do today. Because like you say, they saw and heard evidence of it. Same phrase in both the Greek and the English there in Acts 2:38 and Acts 10 and 46. So I think you're right, and I hate it that people claim such things as that. One other thing I want to mention, and that is Galatians, I believe it's in the 4th chapter, it says Paul was very worried about the Galatians because he said that they had listened to those Judaizing teachers. And he said, I travail in birth until Christ be formed in you. You know, we don't get it all when we're baptized. It takes a while. And in Ephesians, the 3rd chapter, he talks about how that happens. It's not all at once, but it's by glory to glory. It's progressive that we inculcate the teachings of the Holy Spirit and become like Christ.
Thank you, Johnny.
Anyone else?
might just give a couple of examples real quick about, especially like for the word for gift, like charisma. In 1 Corinthians 7, verse 7, it's used as the gift of being able to contain or control yourself and be single, like Paul was. So he didn't use the term there in reference to anything that was miraculous. In 1 Peter 4, verses 8 through 10, Peter talked about love, hospitality, and to do those things without grumbling if you have received such a gift. And again, it is the word of charisma. So that's just a couple of spots, but there are more to show. There's not any real distinction hard and fast between the two words.